Hi, this is Miriam Castilla, and welcome to the Manifesting Playground, where we apply law of attraction in practical and magical ways to get you in alignment both in business and in life so you can have more money in the bank and get a whole lot more done with ease. Do you get all anxious when your partner asks how much money you're making in your business? Maybe defensive, maybe even angry? Let's talk about that, and let's talk about what's really going on, because you know what? It's not their fault, and it's not them being difficult or trying to make you feel bad. It is you making yourself feel bad, because you know what, baby cakes? The truth of the story is that you are the creator of your life and you are responsible for how you feel, and you get to choose. Sometimes you get to choose consciously and sometimes you get to choose unconsciously. So when something like that happens, where someone asks you a question and you take it to mean that they don't believe in your business, they're doubting that you're successful, or they're checking up on you, and it triggers you, and it triggers an unwarranted or slightly more extreme than would be expected reaction, then it shows that it's pushed a button of yours. It's pushed a sore point. And there's a great saying that my hypnotherapy teacher told us in our training, and it's, if you didn't have a problem with it, you wouldn't have a problem with it. And the analogy I like to give people is, imagine that you've got a big open sore wound on your arm, and I came along and I poked you right in the middle of that oozing sore wound. You would have a problem with that, right? You would scream, you would jump back, you might accuse me of being horrible and mean and trying to hurt you. You would have a pretty strong reaction. Whereas if there was nothing there at all and it was just your arm, you know, 100% perfect, and I just poked you, you'd go, you just poked me in the arm. And that would kind of be the end of it, other than you maybe thinking I'm weird. But you wouldn't have this extreme reaction. And the reason is because in that second scenario, you don't have a wound. So me poking you is just me poking you, and it doesn't hurt you because you don't have something there that is tender, that is exposed, that is a trigger just waiting to be found by some unsuspecting person who likes to go around poking people in the arm. Makes sense? So if you're being triggered by something like your partner asking you, how are your businesses going? How much money did you make? You know, what happened with that thing? And it triggers you, then that shows you and it gives you an invitation to heal something. It shows you there's a wound there, and it's an invitation to heal the wound. So you can actually sit back and go, right, this is actually not about them. It is not about them trying to make me feel anything. In fact, maybe they're just interested. Maybe they actually genuinely care. Maybe they want to show you that they are wanting you to succeed and they're just making conversation, right? But you're making it mean something different. So it shows you that there is a wound there, and that is an invitation to do something about and to heal it. Now, you can do lots of different things. I'm a huge fan of journaling, because journaling helps you really talk to your unconscious mind, and it's your unconscious mind that knows exactly what's going on in that wound and exactly what created it and exactly how to heal it. So I do highly recommend that. But I'm going to give you another thing as well, and that is to access my free money manifesting training. And the reason for that is that that training really focuses on helping you start to take your energy and your awareness onto what is working and the money that is coming in. And the beauty of doing that is that you don't have to go digging in your old wounds to try and clean them up. In fact, if you just leave them alone for a while, they'll start to heal over while you get busy on something else that is a much more positive and resourceful thing for you. So with the money manifesting training, I show you how to actually start putting your focus on the things that move you forward, on the things that build abundance momentum and that help you start to think about the abundance that is there and start to see more and more and more of it which of course helps you attract more. And what that does is it automatically heals the old wound that says, maybe I'm not doing well enough, maybe there's not enough, because suddenly you're noticing that there is plenty. And oh, look, there's even more. And so your whole focus shifts and changes. And that's kind of like you're putting some magic balm on the wound and just moving on to focusing on something else. You're not digging around in it all the time, trying to figure out how to heal it. You're just leaving it alone for a while, letting it rest and getting busy on something much more productive. So if you haven't done that money manifesting training yet, or you haven't done it for a while, then I invite you to click the link in the description and get into it now. It's only 25 minutes long because it's short and punchy and focuses on the five key reasons you haven't been manifesting enough money, which is probably why your partner's question is triggering you, and how to turn that around. And along with the video training, you get a nice little checklist which will remind you of what I teach you in the training so that you can keep it front of mind. Pin that checklist up in your office or somewhere where you see it often and really get to work and focus on taking your awareness on the things that are working, building those. And the beauty of that is law of attraction will kick in, come to your aid, and really grab a hold of that and start to accelerate that momentum. And before you know it, that old wound won't even be there, and you won't have needed to do anything about it other than to get busy building the new, powerful, helpful, and abundant things that are going to move you forward and create a beautifully abundant business for you. So grab that from the link in the description if you haven't got it yet. And until next time, keep on embracing your beautiful and unlimited potential. Bye.